Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo. Just in case we ever get a point where like the website sucks and or we get tired or you're moving or something like that, we're gonna do a live audio commentary that we can play anytime so you guys have a fresh show.
Way to sell it. Yes, today we're gonna watch OMG, the top 50 incidents in WWE history.
And give you a live audio commentary. You know why? Because it's on Netflix.
And here we go. I'll just read the... Okay, I won't.
Wait, no, you will. It's okay. I just pressed the button.
I'm just going to read... I'm just going to read the description here. It says, relive the moments that left an indelible impression on the WWE universe. From classic battles of the 1980s to the best bouts of the 21st century. It stars Steve Austin, Undertaker, and, of course, Triple H. It's in the sports and fitness category, and its director is Kevin Dunn.
Yay! And you forgot to mention, it's in Super HD.
Bucky.
Oh, and it almost gets 4 stars.
Bucky Beaver.
All right, we'll see what the right level is. I don't know. We don't want to make it, too loud. Do we?
We don't need to talk about Foley's kids. Oh, yeah, this is great.
I'll fix it. Don't worry, I know. There's no sound yet, but I'll fix it. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing here.
And this is still an older... There you go. The champ is queer.
That's probably good there. Think that's good?
I don't know. We're going to commentate on it anyway.
Yeah, but they want to be able to hear us more than the people, right?
Oh. Roman's got a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That was
I was saying to you now, I watched the first three or four of these, and then I turned it off because I knew it was going to make an excellent live audio commentary.
That's great.
Yes. Well, the thing is, well, and I said to you, I had an idea of what would be maybe number one, certainly top five.
Yeah.
And it's number 50.
Yeah, so. This is Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
There you go. This would be good nostalgia. This is, remember when we enjoyed our wrestling?
Yeah, one coconut. Oh, my daddy! Rabbit. Milkomania. Okay, and then, yes, that was a good moment. That was not a good moment.
There's a lot of...
They're just showing us
all 50.
Is there
it's
a
probably in this order,
the
too.
Rocker, I hope that better make the list, and they better have Heenan's commentary on when the Rockers break up.
Oh, yeah, it'll be there.
Okay.
So this part's quiet now.
Yeah.
So I should turn it up?
Okay. Awesome.
No, it should be fine.
Jeep Roberts ruined my wedding.
Yeah.
They're the Hebners.
That's right. That's
there was that.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Cool.
Most of this, like I say, is Attitude Era stuff. We'll see. And they really spent a lot of time coming up with that theme, too.
Yeah. Oh, here's the main number 50. What is this, February 5th, 1988?
If you actually got the right date, that'd be unbelievable.
I believe it was February 5th, 1988.
You're unbelievable. Holy fuck, it's on there and you got it right. That's the craziest thing ever. It's February 5th.
And I believe this is from the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana.
What happened on Raw last night?
There he goes. Okay, let's just say. Let's just wait.
I forgot he did that.
It's Kerwin. Kerwin White.
It is.
Kerwin Sipples. Sipples. One, two. We have a new heavyweight champion. No, we don't either. I told you, McMahon.
Okay. It's the two heavens.
I surrender the championship to Teddy DiBiase.
That's pretty good. Now, say some of his lines from Princess Bride.
You moved your head. Doesn't that make you feel happy? What the fuck?
Taylor Tonga.
Yeah, but this is...
I'm not sure how old this is. Come on, he had a mohawk. Oh, he did the promo. He just did it word for word.
Did it.
Yes.
This is great.
This was great.
Is that Dave Hebner? And it was Dave Hebner.
That's right. That's the other thing. Dave Hebner was the regular ref. Earl was the one who screwed him.
Yeah. My mind couldn't really wrap itself around. I couldn't comprehend what had they gone on and how there was two different referees who looked exactly the same.
Especially
this is the break. This is the part I love.
Oh,
this plastic surgery. How much did you pay, brother?
Millions of dollars, yeah. He has paid another referee to get some sort of a surgery.
I just like how Hogan figured out who the heel one was.
Like I said, I only watched a little bit of this, but Booker T's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, Booker's a fan.
Who's this referee that just gets his face changed to look like another referee? You know? That's what I'm thinking, at least.
Yes, and because he punched him, he's the heel. I love that for like no reason whatsoever.
That's how he figured it out.
Like the one other.
Yeah, like the other guy wouldn't have. Oh,
yeah,
man. He fucking misses him here. He way overthrows.
Oh yeah, yeah, he way overthrows.
Like
and
he
it's like
takes a
even
hell of
misses
a fuck.
Andre.
No, yeah, he fucking fell hard. When he press slams him over into
yeah.
the third row, brother.
Okay, that was number 50. Two have
Can you believe that's
49.
Not the top five? Seriously,
yeah,
that
know.
Moment happened? I mean, this is. Does this make the top 50? Sure.
This
but
is probably
this,
correctly placed.
Yeah, number 49. But this ahead of that other one? Like, you have to understand, in 1988, I mean, when that happened, fuck, I remember going to school the next day. People were crying over Hogan being screwed like that and stuff. Like, you know, when. Everybody had watched it. It was unbelievable because you never
yeah.
saw it coming. I mean, who knew they had a twin? I mean, that was such a moment.
Well, but here
number
you
50.
Go. Number, but now there's 49. Who knew John Cena had a twin?
That's true. There's Darren Young. And you could see it right away. And you know who shows up a lot here in this is, what's his name in the, what's his name there with the thing, what do you call those? Covering his face, what's his name?
Who?
Yeah, with the, what's that thing, around his mouth there, the, what is that? The
old Michael Tarver.
Bandana, but around his, yeah, Michael Tarver shows up a lot. And he really did look good with that.
Look at that.
Bandana. Yeah, yeah, a clean shaven Daniel Bryan.
To being NXT rookies, to being somebody that people took seriously, not people who were climbing monkey bars.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You are not better than me.
There's Ryback, the meat hook clothesline.
Yeah. Skip Sheffield.
Yeah. Went after the primetime players there. And look at clean shaven Dustin Gabriel there, too.
That's right, yeah.
He's not being a douche to a total diva. Three man band.
They destroyed the ring up. They destroyed everything. And I don't know, you're shocking. You're shocking.
It was a great moment.
Oh, it really was.
They should make the top 50.
Yeah,
right where it did. Yeah,
yeah. And actually, that's one of the first times that the ring ever
got
been
ripped,
ripped
yeah.
apart. You know,
that's right. Yeah,
that was good. Okay, here number 48.
This is not as good.
Dino Bravo.
What happens when the world's largest athlete meets the?
I know exactly. This is when he choke slams him through the ring, right?
Yeah, it looked fake as hell.
Well, and I mean, the big thing is that, I mean, like, if you had done Taz and Bam Bam Bigelow here.
Yeah, exactly.
Then okay.
But it's in the top 50 moments in WWE history, right?
Yeah.
They're already
well,
going to do one
okay,
for ECW, or they're going to do one for WCW.
Yeah, that's
true. It'd be interesting if they did one for WCW, because you could make 50 there.
Yeah.
Even though we're in around that long, because they had so many controversial moments.
For but, ECW, yeah.
Yeah, ECW, you could do, like, Rob Van Dam jumping into the third row. You could do you could do when
Bigelow
and Taz.
Yeah.
You could do when Douglas throws down the belt.
Yeah, the belt.
You could do the crucifixion. You could do the chairs being thrown in. You could do the
please sir, can I have another?
Yes, please sir, can I have another? Or the scaffold match. And, like you
the
could
crucifixion.
Use, the crucifixion. Yeah, I said that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but. Like, yeah, you could easily do a top 50 shocking moments in ECW.
It's incredible. It's insane. It's
you know, fucking...
It happened on Raw.
Foley and Funk lighting each other on fire.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, I mean, like, enough.
Yeah.
Let's find out what Todd...
Benoit almost paralyzing Sabu.
Yeah.
What?
You thought he was dead. You can't kill
the
dead man.
Booker T is awesome. We thought the Undertaker was dead. Serious as hell, right? He's Chip-chill dead man.
Goldust and Ahmed Johnson? Oh, Piper, the Hollywood Backlot Brawl.
Yeah.
This was... Piper, like, broke his hand.
Yeah, because he punched...
And remember when he punched... What did
Well, no, actually when he punches Goldust.
Yeah, right smack in the face.
Yeah, he fucking punches Goldust. It's not when he's punching the car. He actually punches Goldust.
Yeah, punches Goldust.
Breaks
right
his hand, and you
yeah.
see him right there going, it's fucked. I'm like, you can't say it, but you know he's thinking it. He's... There he is, Curt Hawkins. So
wow.
You got all the big names.
I wanted to know what Curt Hawkins thought about anything.
But I still wouldn't say it was shocking. You got stupid.
No, I think it's yeah.
Goldust just made a comeback, and he's in better shape now than he is there.
Yeah, yeah. OJ? This is the OJ thing.
Yeah. Well, that's when he got stupid. And then when he gets to the ring and he strips him down and he's wearing the fucking garter belt and shit, it's really
That was
stupid.
Supposed to be the shock, though,
it's
at
just
the time.
Stupid.
Right in 1996.
Yeah.
And I love this. They cut into a Steve Austin, Savio Vega match.
Yeah.
Masterpiece.
What? He would have been what, like 4?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's only like 28 now or something, right?
Well, then that would make him 4.
Okay,
11. Make him like
I guess
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was really young when he debuted, right? Like 22 or something like that?
Masters, yeah.
Yeah.
God, this is... Oh, my God. Fruity Pebble.
This is awful. Really? The highlight is the brawl in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then after that...
They even kind of fuck up this, you know?
Oh, yeah, he couldn't even get the suit off him.
Yeah.
You know, and but this is way more shocking than when there was 2 Hebners.
Yeah.
In front of 50 million people that didn't know it was coming.
All right, who do we got here? 46.
Gotta get better than that. This is where I haven't
nice.
Seen. Nice. Right here is where
the match
I haven't
seen
this part. Like, I cut it off during that last one.
Okay.
So, after this point, they're all fresh.
Jake Roberts and Randy Savage.
And what'd he do?
Jake Roberts doing my wedding.
Who are the kids at the table? And who's that there? That's not,
That's Stephanie.
No, on the other side there.
Oh. Maybe...
Is Stephanie at the table with her?
Yeah.
The irony? That's Stephanie at the table with Elizabeth and Randy?
Yeah. Dreaming that it could
a
be...
A young her. Stephanie? Oh, Booker.
Open that one. There's a snake in it. I don't know what's better. The fact that a snake is coming out, or as she's opening the snake, right? He's now just going, I'm going to save the ribbon. I'm going to save the ribbon. Like anybody gives a fuck.
I remember watching this pay-per-view, and this is the main event, right? But this is after the
This is, like, after the match, yeah.
And it's not in the arena. It's, like, a backstage thing. And it's,
yeah.
And so I'm sitting there bored as hell going, oh, Christ. Am I going to have to watch all this? Is this how they're going to go up there with this happy moment? I didn't think they were going to do an angle. I should have seen it coming.
Oh, Tyson
Holy
Kidd with
fuck.
His fucking spiky hair thing.
Well, totally bald with just, like, 4 spiky hairs in the front there. What a lame that looks.
Fucking Jake Roberts in shape.
Yeah, and high.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jake Roberts.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is probably the John Cena when he lifts Edge and Big Show at
that
WrestleMania. That
was impressive. It was impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
I still hate him. Years I've been trying to document That was one of my favorite entrances, though, when it was all the fake John Cena's.
Yeah.
And they came out to Thug Life.
Yeah.
And then they cut to his other music.
Yeah.
And they're doing You Can't See Me. Look, it was cool.
Yeah. Was one of them CM Punk?
Not that time.
Oh.
That was 2 years earlier. It's 2 years later.
2 years earlier.
23.
I mean, 22. Yes, they're helping him, but he still lives them. It's something.
3 years ago, it's 22.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah, he would have been in the... Was he in the Money in the Bank here?
Yeah, I think so.
What's the May 29?
Yeah, because he won two Money in the Banks in a row, right?
That's all right, yeah.
24 and 25, right? So. Well, it's Evan Bourne. I'm like, who the fuck?
It's amazing how many of these guys are actually still there.
Nexus CM Punk.
Nexus CM Punk, yeah.
So it's pre-promo.
Yeah. Not too much pre, though, right?
No, it couldn't be. But
this is probably like 18 months?
Because he was only Nexus.
For a short period, yeah.
Yeah, for like the first half of that year when it was 2011.
What happens here? What's this one?
2004. Oh, God. Paul Bearer is buried alive in
concrete. Oh, that bullshit.
By the Dudley boys and Heyman. Look at how fucking skinny Heyman looks there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's not a walrus at all, huh?
No.
And actually, considering he was pretty fat when he's in ECW, too.
Yeah.
So, that means he must have gotten himself in shape temporarily. And then... I thought Undertaker's the one who actually buries him.
Yeah, he will.
To show that you can't mess with minds of me because I care about no one. Oh, no! Yeah. So this is before Paul Bearer dies, though. In real life.
Really?
I'm just saying, I hope, because otherwise this is...
This came out. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, good. Okay. I can't remember. How long did it die? It wasn't that long ago, right?
Wasn't that long ago. Within the last year. Like, within the last 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Just before WrestleMania, remember?
Was it? No,
it was
part
of the Mania build.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Wait a minute. I think Heyman just pulled that lever. This is shit. And he has the Sarah attached to it.
Yeah.
But Dolph Ziggler was the exact same. Was this supposed to be a heel turn for Taker?
I don't remember. Nothing came of this.
I have no other choice. Rest in peace.
So 2000, how long was he the Undertaker? What was the years he was the Undertaker? And how do they do that, actually? How did they gimmick this?
Pre-tape.
You get him out there?
Yeah.
That must be an awful live then.
I don't know if it was a pre. No, they practiced it in the afternoon, right?
So how do they keep him from actually? It can't have been pleasant.
Oh.
One of the great moments ever.
This is a great moment.
We embarked on a mission. All right, well, you still got your water. I need something with a little more sugar. That's bad for you, so I'm gonna.
Really?
Yeah, because that's what I do. I'm gonna get myself some iced tea. So here's what I'd like you to do while I'm doing that: entertain the masses.
Okay. There's Daniel Bryan.
This is awesome. What's gonna happen now?
Keep talking. Entertain them.
Well, I'm just.
He only sends them. Where he knows I'm not going to be.
He says
he. Oh. We were getting our asses handed to us by WCW for weeks, so why not?
The Norfolk Scope.
I thought they were already winning at that point.
Yeah, at this point they were. He just said that for weeks and weeks they were beaten.
That's what the X did.
Yeah. I just remember that one guy. He's like, "Did you pay for your ticket?" Hell no, I got it for free.
Did they actually have Bischoff making a comic, or was it just a tape?
No, it was just a tape. Yeah, still no comment for Bischoff. I'm surprised, actually, they didn't play the stuff from the Monday Night Wars DVD, because they have Bischoff, right?
I was just trying to remember that.
I mean, they have Bischoff.
Yeah, I was just trying to remember if we ever heard what Bischoff thought of this. I can't remember.
Okay, I love the guy here when the tank is trying to go down the thing, and Road Dogg's going, "Yoo-hoo!" The fan that is, like, freaking out the most. The fan that's freaking out the most and, like, screaming and going, yeah,
that guy?
Is wearing an ECW t-shirt.
No, we heard what Bischoff thought of this?
No.
We never, no, like, not just here, like, ever.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't remember.
He's done on the Monday Night Wars.
What did he say?
Said, "Oh, it's cute, da-da-da-da-da." He's getting buried. He just said, "I would have done the same." Well, is this the dumpster match?
Must be. Yeah, it is. One of the things you got to remember about this match is when they came out, no reaction.
Yeah, no.
Fucking
the match
chains.
Itself was great.
The match was terrific. It was like one of the first times the one of the very first hardcore matches WWF did right.
Yeah.
It was a hardcore match that was truly a hardcore match instead of just a mess. And that's on Funk and Foley.
Yeah.
But like you said, they weren't getting much of a reaction, especially the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, God, no. The Outlaws
came out to no reaction. Well, people still weren't taking them seriously. It'd be pretty recently they'd been jobbers.
And for a long time is the thing, right?
Yeah,
it
takes a
while.
Yeah. Holy fuck, is that Miz?
Yeah.
Good girl! Like, when you look at it now, you're like, "Oh, that's totally safe." Like, that wouldn't hurt at all.
Back then, at the time,
but it felt
like
something.
Yeah.
But look at the crowd. It was totally
insanity. I think that's actually what got the Outlaws over.
This was the moment. You were expecting them to lose the match. Not only do they win, but they do this dumpster thing. And
it wasn't a match. They came out during the
that's right,
Funk
yes.
and Foley match.
That's right, yeah. No, it was big. Totally safe, but somehow it looks dangerous. At least at the time. Now we've seen so much shit. And there is Funk selling.
Yeah.
Shaking like he's yeah.
And then they're all pissed at the Outlaws.
Yeah. Anytime the New Age Outlaws were involved, you were ready to hear what they had to say, see what they had to do, and not yet you weren't. That's the thing.
No, this was it, right?
This, and then pretty soon afterwards they started with...
And I remember Jim Ross
when
going,
did he start...
And there's some idiot out there that says, "Oh, they know how to fall."
Yes.
Is that Sonny? Sonny was crying.
It was Charlotte when Charlotte was in the tank abating with DX. Did you see that?
Yeah. I saw him.
You saw him?
The great roster.
Oh,
this is
great. Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about an OMG moment. It's just a hilarious moment.
No. This is the Green Frog Grocer Brawl.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's hilarious.
I thought the hilarious one was when he hid from him in the church.
Well, the church was great because the girl came in and did the confession about
yeah,
the porn
tape. Yeah, he's like, "Send me that tape."
he tells her to do some Hail Marys and says, "Now I want you to save me that tape so it's in good hands." Fuck Booker's funny. It's like, I remember watching it thinking, you're just burying Booker. He's never going to be a main eventer the way you're treating him, you're just burying him. But fuck, was it entertaining.
Since Booker T just beat the shit out of... Booker T just beat up Tito Ortiz.
Because you're expecting, though, a match between these two. It doesn't lead to a match.
No.
This is the blow-off on Raw. He gets the shit kicked out of him by SmackDown. It's just, or SmackDown, yeah. But it was great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like total buried, but great.
Money at stake and these are careers and jobs. But sometimes in the heat of competition,
I love that the guys are talking about all this mainly in kayfabe.
Yeah.
The subtitles break in kayfabe, but it's mainly kayfabe. And that makes it even better.
Yeah.
That's really like the pinfalls, down the angle better. But it's not pinfalls, it's just fighting. Take it easy.
I go, what?
Take it easy.
Oh, take it easy.
The Stone Cold Booker T supermarket fight. Awesome. I would have done more gags personally, but I think they really did a good use of them.
Go fuck yourself, Cena.
I said it's true. Cena would do more gags. They wouldn't have been
this. Yeah, they wouldn't have been funny. Whereas every single thing Stone Cold and Booker T are both doing, both of them are hilarious. He would have done more, but none of them would have been made us laugh.
No. This is great.
He comes out of the fucking... So, milk all over.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Attack Booker T.
That was great. It went on forever.
Yeah.
It just went on forever.
Just damage and destruction everywhere. There you go.
Price check. No, he said price check on a jackass.
Oh, a price check on a jackass?
Yeah.
Nice.
What is this?
Fuck. That's great.
Is this Shotgun Saturday Night when Terry Reynolds shows her tits?
From the back? I guess.
Well, what was the other thing?
Do you think when Elizabeth takes off her skirt for Jesse at SummerSlam will be on there? Like, I can't think of what else might be. And Shotgun Saturday Night was their first attempt at Attitude Era stuff. That's where they went.
And was it Terry Funk going all... Who's he fighting? Undertaker.
Oh, this is definitely not the Terry or the Terry theme. What's going to happen?
Penn Station.
I don't remember anything. Well, this was in Penn Station. That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. And it's Undertaker and Triple H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This particular one was done in Penn Station. And
that's cool.
Remember this is the one where is it Jim Cornette followed Minnie Vader around and he had to hold Minnie Vader up to use the urinal?
I don't remember. I didn't see many Shotgun Saturday Nights.
Oh, here we go. This is a tombstone down the escalator.
Oh, is that it? I don't know. I don't even remember this.
No, we didn't get Shotgun Saturday Night at the time either, right?
Yeah.
And it just it didn't
get the
really
occasional highlight.
Yeah, but not this. I don't remember seeing this.
But, you know, it's cool that they're fighting someplace other than an arena. It's the same old setting.
The Mall of America.
Well, that's it. They are taking that concept.
And this was after, too, because this was in 97, and Mall of America would have been 95. Right?
Exactly. You know, they're taking the WCW.
But this
concert
was also at night, so this was their, thing where they were trying to be maybe even more.
Yeah, they were trying to be
edgy.
A little more edgy. Like I say, it was the first attempt at Attitude Era type stuff.
Yeah, yeah, with the honky tonk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there it is, Timmy White.
He refereed Tim White's career, but this funded official decided to end it all. And
him committed suicide.
Hello, friends.
Oh my God, Josh Matthews!
Holy fuck! Is that who that is?
That's Josh Matthews at age 3.
Yeah, I thought they got a 13-year-old who won a contest.
That's fucked. Why is this on the list? This is terrible.
It is.
I can't tell you why.
sitting here in my very presence, has made several attempts to end it all. And this all started when your referee career was cut short due to a shoulder injury.
I remember those Tim White skits on Duck on there just pop up everywhere.
Here's the problem with this. The very first time they did it, on a pay-per-view, they do the skit where he shoots himself, and then they cut away from it. There was no... So it wasn't funny that he was failing, and they didn't mention, they didn't even talk about it. So everybody just thought they saw a suicide.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that it was a skit, and then he was going to fail.
On the internet. Nobody wants
nothing.
That. What Tim White was trying to do. He's trying to off himself.
It's awful. You're right. CM Punk burying it is even greater.
Trying to shoot himself or hang himself or poison himself. First, let me introduce the man standing next to me, Tim White. An incredible man who's been through an incredible few months. When you see him, someone is depressed, it's best to take him back. The
Federal Referee Committee honors Tim White.
Oh, Jesus. And it's the comedic timing of Josh Matthews that...
Tim, I think it's so great that you finally decided to turn your tragedy into hope. Squirt, what's that noise? Squirt, what are you doing? Squirt, that doesn't sound good. That's very lost.
I didn't know they did that many.
They went on...
That's not wise.
That's not wise.
This is a strong fan. This is awesome. Miss White, now, come on. Miss White, no, quickly.
Yeah. Pretty soon you found out... Pretty soon you found out that it was funny, but the first time you actually thought you saw a guy kill himself.
Yeah.
And what was the point of it?
Well,
you didn't find out until like a week
the
later.
The fact is, these are all on the internet. These are all on the WWE.com.
First one on pay-per-view, though.
Yeah, that's right.
And everybody's like, what the fuck?
And they don't even mention it. Is great.
Punk, yeah.
Oh, this is Bischoff.
But this one was really a shock. Bischoff should have been higher.
Yes.
Like, as a shock.
Oh, is it? Oh, my God. Well, they also fucked up the whole thing with...
Well, yeah, that's right, because they showed
her right before.
They showed her pre-commercial. That it was him walking... What was it? Past
Shane? Booker said, tell me I didn't just see that.
That's right. But they wanted everybody to call their friends and go, you can't believe who's going to be on.
And I did.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's true, but they should have... Should have waited.
Is Eric Bischoff? Oh my, I cannot believe this.
Remember, they're playing the I'm Back.
That's not the AC/DC.
Yeah, it was Back in Black. Exactly, was what he came out to. But this was the part where they fucked it up. Worse than him being the Booker T said.
The hug.
The Booker T thing is a little bit, but the hug. The hug. The hug itself is the OMG. Like, there's two OMGs. Number one, that you would fuck up that much money. Number one, the Bischoff was there. Number two, that you fuck up that much money. That's a second.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that... So much higher. What did he say? Satan and his little brother reuniting?
I almost soiled myself.
I was the only person ever able... He came out and did a good promo here, though.
Vince McMahon. Because, you see, if there's one person who can take this...
That's what he told Dixie.
The funny thing is, they scripted that for him.
Watching the whole Attitude Era and the wrestling boom, we'll remember that moment.
WWE needs me. You people deserve
I don't know if they fully scripted it out.
No, but I think right before... Oh, there's Flair.
Well, one of the things is the guys backstage... The guys backstage didn't know what was happening either. Like, it was a shock. They actually did have the guys gather around. And they were as surprised as anybody. So they're
imagine what Flair's thinking.
Oh, he's thinking, fuck you. He's wondering... He's thinking... Number one, first he thought, fuck you. And then he thought to himself, well, I wonder if he'll pay my bar tab.
Well, and then he did. But I think the thing...
What did Booker just say?
No.
I'm sure it was gold.
Probably.
I'm going to hear it.
Okay. But I think that the thing here as well was that it was that less than a year after, like, WWE got...
bought WCW.
Yeah.
And then within this time, they got Flair, they got Bischoff, they got the NWO,
yep.
They got Steiner. They got all the guys.
Except for Goldberg later.
And then they got Goldberg after. But yeah, all the guys.
Wait one second, I want to hear what the gold is.
I just want to see Flair.
He's pissed.
Yeah. There's the coach.
Now that was one shock. No one ever saw that coming in a million years.
That's him actually being serious.
Yeah.
Instead of performing. I wonder if they told him who it was going to be much and how far ahead of time. Because he's the one who shakes the hand, right? Or maybe they just say to him, whoever comes out, you shake the hand.
Yeah, thanks for letting me see that again.
You're welcome.
37. Foley. Oh! In Edmonton. I was here live.
Yeah.
Orton and Foley Backlash.
Backlash?
2004, yeah.
Is this the best match in the history of Backlash?
I think it might be.
I'm trying to think of what else Backlash had.
I think it's the best match I've seen live.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd heat was so great. And the funny thing is, here you had the five-star... WrestleMania, you had a five-star main event. And the same guys in the main event here.
Yeah.
And they couldn't follow it.
No, that's right.
Ugh. It served its purpose.
It totally did.
It was to show that this pretty boy would actually take
the... Hang.
Could hang. Well, not just hang, but he was willing to put himself through the punishment to be a star.
Yeah.
He would, like he's not fucking Miz pulling away as soon as he's about to get actually hurt. He got hurt.
Yeah.
He took the bumps that made people respect him, like the tacks.
Yeah. Yeah, he gets thrown into the tacks. Yeah.
He takes the tacks. That's where I changed on him. That was the moment where I was like, okay, yeah, he's willing to... He's not just going to live off the name. He's actually going to go through and do the things that he's willing to sacrifice.
Yeah.
And look how good shape fucking Foley's in.
I know, right?
I remember when he first came back just a few months earlier, he was in horrible shape.
Yeah.
He got in shape. He wasn't even in shape at WrestleMania yet.
No, when that's they did right, the, when they did five the Him and Rock.
Him and Rock versus the Evolution.
Evolution.
He had really worked hard to get in shape for this.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's so many. Because the thing is, you saw a lot of guys take a bump and just, but they would have on like a shirt or something.
Yeah,
they would have something. This was like,
look at Batista.
He's in his normal clothes, right? Barely anything.
How small Batista looks.
Yeah.
Batista going into the light or whatever it has to be. One of these. Anything. Where to, Stephanie?
Batista went into lights?
Into like a light deal. Here's the marriage. Cena, right? Cena, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes.
The unholy.
Oh, excellent acting by Steph Fatney.
Yes.
So she's not fat here, but she also doesn't have a tip job.
There's Bradshaw.
It's a pre-tip job, Stephen, as well.
It is.
What is she here, like 23?
What is this? I didn't remember Randy Savage in the Attitude Era. Yeah.
That was the controversy. She's on the...
Symbol,
yeah. Crucifixion thing. It was nothing like what ECW did, though.
Well, no, they actually sacrificed Austin, though. Remember, Austin was up on the Titantron.
Yeah, that was still on this symbol.
It was.
It was very controversial. Not as controversial as what Raven did, but that was very controversial.
I remember them
talking about it. I remember them talking about it on OTR the next day with like hockey players and football players or whatever, just asking them, "Did this company go too far?"
Yeah, that's right. See?
There you go.
But that's how they could
have a little bit of step.
But that's how they could have the Undertaker Hunter 3.
Oh yeah.
And they could be like, I'm actually married to Stephanie, not you.
Because was Paul Bearer a actual priest there or minister?
Can't ask him now, can we?
Well, not after what happened in the cement.
No, see? But he's a funeral director. I assume there is a can marry you. That was great. And he's like, right.
Yeah, he's not hugging her back.
And there's Vince, then he's saying thank you or whatever. It was me, Austin.
It was me all along.
Remember it was like, it's going to be Jake Roberts was the big rumor?
Yeah. That's a pretty good
Mad
show.
Mad Dog Vachon. Oh, is this when they took his leg?
Oh, yes. Him and Good Friends, Better Enemies.
Better Enemies. Here we go.
He was attacked by Diesel.
Yeah.
I love WWE for these sort of moments.
This is pre-Attitude Era. So
yeah.
This was...
And, God, a long time before Attitude Era.
Yeah. A couple of years, anyways.
Yeah. 3 years? 2 years?
This is 96, isn't it?
Yeah,
this is right before
he's already signed with WCW.
Yes, this is him putting over Shawn on the way out.
Yes, and Razor putting over Vader on the way out.
That's right.
Holy!
Oh my God! I mean, I didn't know he had a fake leg. I don't think anybody did. So it's crazy.
Daniel Bryan should never done that.
Never done what?
Wear that again. That's awesome.
Yeah, that sweater's not too nice. You're right. Regal. Speaking of not wearing something again.
Miz?
Yes.
They always wore that shit. That's like around that WrestleMania with The Rock or whatever.
Yeah, it would be about that time, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, one coconut.
This could have been higher. Of course, then again, that should be on there too.
And what's this?
There's at least 3 or 4, maybe 5 moments from Piper that could be on there. We've already seen that.
I work with this guy.
So this is the second.
This is the Haiti kid.
Well, like you say, we'll see how many times he shows up. Who's been on there the most so far?
Undertaker?
Undertaker.
The choke slam?
Yeah, but that was
the cement.
The cement. Okay, Undertaker, I'll give him 2.
3.
The choke slam, I don't count. Okay. This is him going through. It's not like a moment that, I guess. I don't know. But here's 2 for
Look at
Piper.
Bob Orton, eh?
Yeah.
Roddy Piper shaved the Haiti kid. It was comical because Haiti kid's little legs were kicking and he was
So to paraphrase, Matt Stryker said it was funny because he's a midget.
That's exactly what he said. Oh, shit.
Come on, get to believe in me. Bob White holding the Haiti kid back. While Roddy Piper do the deal. Come on, tough is not black.
Do you think Big John Studd and Ken Patera raping Andre the Giant of his dignity will be on here? When they cut his hair?
I hope.
That's bullying.
Santino just said little midgets. They're so cute.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Bedpan McMahon.
There's Austin a couple times now.
I'll take it from here, nurse.
There's got to be the moment where he does the bang thing and pisses his pants, too,
oh,
right?
This is first is Mr. Sacco. Vinny's got a sweet tooth.
Did he eat all my candies?
Yeah. There was JTG.
Well, there is my scream eggs.
Yeah.
No, it's funny, it's a she does a trick with a dog that you won't believe.
Your fault!
Part of the brilliance of this is that the Foley segment lulls you into a sense of security.
Yes.
false sense of security about Austin showing up and beating the shit out of him.
This is great.
Well, Vince's facial expressions are unbelievable.
The kazoo.
What the hell are you doing?
McFoley was agonizing enough that Thomas made a healthy man ill.
Please,
just damn it, leave.
Damn it, leave.
When Vince was laying in the hospital bed,
I sure hope Mr. Heine does not make it.
Everybody wants to see their boss get Stone Cold Davidson.
Oh, I'll take it from here, nurse.
Bedpan McMahon. Well, it makes me laugh every time.
Yes, but you know what? They wouldn't be allowed to do that shot now for the head.
Nope, that's right.
That's a total concussion shot.
Yeah.
Brain damage shot.
That explains Vince's booking decisions.
Yes. It really helps, yes. We go back to this incident. Because of this incident, wrestling today sucks. So great.
Oh, that was what number? That was 33.
That's
so now we're 32.
33, yeah, so I mean.
Jeff Jarrett is, when he hits Mae Young with the guitar. Or Moolah.
Oh, yes, yes.
Moolah.
Do you think they
There's
were
Miss Kitty.
Like, do you think they would put Owen kicking the leg out of Brett on here? Or?
Kick his leg from out from under his leg?
Huh. I'm trying to think of like Owen's most shocking moment. And that's probably...
You're trying to think of Owen Hart's most shocking moment.
Don't even go there. I'm thinking him kicking out Brett's leg out from under him.
I can't believe you just said that.
I can't believe the look on your face when I said that. And you try to suppress your laugh. Regal. Hey, what about the Spider Lady? They should have that in there.
They should.
That was when she under her mask, pinned Sherry Martel without... No, not Sherry Martel. Wendy
Richter. The first screw job.
The original screw job.
Well, here goes Mae Young in a figure four.
Yeah, Rick Wicker refused to sign a new contract.
Yeah.
And they had Moolah come out there in her mask, and she didn't know she was facing Moolah. And they had Moolah pull the move and pinned her. When she wasn't, didn't know she was losing the title.
Yeah, speaking of refusing that's the title, that's
absolutely.
Well, I guess she's in the Hall of Fame now, right? So
yeah, they got no reason to hide it.
This is,
well, you didn't want it. I thought
no,
you grabbed it. You didn't have
no,
it.
No, I grabbed
one more.
All right. Yes, this should be way higher.
Oh yes, yes. This was a great moment. Edge's first cash in.
Yeah.
The Money in the Bank. After Cena lasted all five.
Kurt, Shawn, Kane. Kurt, Shawn, Kane, Cena, Carlito, and Masters. That's right. That was the chamber.
Yeah, weren't they tag champs at the time? Or?
They were a team. I don't think they ever got the title. I
don't
think they ever won the tag title.
And Carlito's the last guy pinned. So we thought he actually was going to win the title for a moment.
Yeah.
What does he mean? There's one more match happening here tonight. This individual is cashing in his Money in the Bank privilege. John Cena defends against Edge. Edge is cashing in and cashing it in big time with John Cena.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, this really got over the gimmick that you could cash it in whenever you wanted.
Yes.
Until then, they said that, but we didn't really know what that meant.
Well, this was the first one, so we never, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Joey Styles on commentary.
Oh, that's right.
Is this really the opportunity that this looks like it can be?
John Cena is wrestling on terrific. He's just defending himself like any man would.
Yeah, boy, Edge was a great deal here.
Yeah.
Of course, people were booing Cena, but here. I remember watching this.
Yeah, I remember, I didn't shocked. See this baby. I just read it after, and I told
I watched it. I remember, this was one of the very first pay-per-views that I found to download.
Okay.
Before, and not know results. Back when I used to do that, before I got great deals.
Yeah.
Working for a company. But I never advocated it, I'd like to say.
I did.
Yeah, well, it's true.
I do right now, the product sucks.
Yeah. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is,
download.
I remember watching this, and even after Cena wins this and he goes through all this,
yeah.
I'm still like sitting there hating him and hating the fact that he won it. It was supposed to turn you into respecting him. Instead, when Edge cashed in, I and everybody else in the crowd was just like, thank fucking God.
And then you had the next night with the Rated R celebration, and then you had the TLC match the following week with Flair.
Yeah.
Great.
And ratings, and yeah.
Oh, fuck. Milk-a-mania?
That was pretty funny. August 20th, 2001.
Just incredible.
Well, it's 2 weeks away from 9/11.
Wait,
no, 3 weeks?
I thought this was on the road to SummerSlam.
It said August 20th, 2001.
Oh, then yeah. Ivory.
Like 3 weeks.
Look at Heyman is like going nuts.
And then Kurt Angle crashes the party.
Whoa. This was hilarious. I forgot Chavo was there.
Who?
Chavo.
Oh, Chavo, yeah. NWO B team. What is that?
It's just so funny because he does such a Steve Austin impression. That's what's hilarious about it. Seeing him drink and spilling alcohol over himself. And
Stone Cold Steve Austin decides to come out and spray everyone with beer. Cool, right?
Which I expect to be on the list later, I think.
What is Kurt?
Maybe not now.
You better be, but yeah, I don't know about now.
Olympic gold medals decide that the best way to mimic that is through a milk truck. So he gets a milk truck.
And it was just so perfect for Angle's character.
Oh, yeah. Stasiak. That's great.
Planet Stasiak. Shut up.
You know he's still under contract.
I know. JTG. Best job in the world. No pressure. Lots of money.
There are lots of money, but...
Hey, for the amount of work he's doing?
Well, yeah.
Is that irony? Is that irony? Is that the definition of irony?
Yeah.
I mean, Austin's always spraying people with beer, and then you got Kurt Angle.
Is that actual milk, though, or is that water? Or
I think it's milk.
I think it's actual milk.
I think so. He's a homo.
Even that, just like to say, the way he does it looks.
Trying to give Steve Austin a taste of his own. He's got a WCW shirt on, too.
Speedos?
Austin, he's wearing a WCW shirt.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, it was hilarious. That was on SmackDown, right?
Raw.
Raw?
It was on Raw. Yeah.
Mr. McMahon abused his power to humiliate people over the years, but the creation of a certain club might have been his worst offense ever.
God. Now you gotta hear from Regal.
I hope so.
Get your cameras ready. You must kiss my ass. Literally.
Really, what was weird about this was both guys were heels.
Look how young Regal looks.
Oh, I know. But they were both heels here, too.
Yeah. Fucking Regal. Nobody could do this as great as Regal.
No, his expressions are so perfect. And then when he did this exact same stuff to Marty Jannetty, Jannetty couldn't stop laughing and ruined the angle.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to be the professional and the perform like Regal.
It was an honor because it will be talked about forever and ever and ever. When I walked into this industry in 1974, I was looking for one moment that clearly defined me as a performer. And I found it. Put my lips on Mr. McMahon's butt. There's no doubt in my mind that moment.
Remember when they did the cartoon, Mr. McMahon's ass, just to find out that a detective cartoon on his ass actually existed on the Cartoon Network about somebody's ass, like ass detective or something?
Yeah.
And there was a ripoff and McMahon had to take it down and flip it out.
How do you go home and kiss a wife after that?
That was on national TV. Everybody saw that. Put your head in Rikishi's hand.
I agree,
CM Punk. What's 28, Jeff?
Hardy was always a flashy, unpredictable superstar, but never more so than on this night.
Royal Rumble?
I remember watching this, and I remember Jeff Hardy's entrance, and everyone loved Jeff Hardy, but there was something about him.
Yeah, there was the Royal Rumble match where he went, you mean with the Hardys, the first Evo match?
No, the pre-one, I guess it was the countdown to the Rumble, with Orton. What is this? Oh, shit.
And all of a sudden, his pyro goes boom, 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 and just explodes on him.
I've been scorched by a little bit of my pyro, and it was not fun at all. You just see everyone going, yeah. Oh my
God. I don't really remember this.
Was this Punk?
It's 2009, so.
It was one of those moments that everyone just stopped. Time stopped. And you just didn't know what happened.
Who is that? Jimmy Wang Yang?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Is Ron Kelly?
Was it part of an angle, or was it...
I don't remember.
A fuck-up, or... Like, Undertaker fell off, caught a fire, or...
I wonder if that'll make the list.
I think it's an angle, I think.
Gotta be. So down to 27.
But it didn't really show, like, any follow-up.
No.
He did it, which makes me wonder.
Yeah.
I would actually ask, is there somebody who does a mailbag show we can send who might know?
Us.
Oh. Okay. I'm going to email us then, ask that.
One damn day, supposedly, and I've already sick to death of you. So, Monskin, man to man, get your ass.
Is this right after Austin returns to WrestleMania?
Yeah. No, this was Survivor Series.
Which one is this?
That's Stephanie.
Yeah, but that's her name again.
Okay. Tori.
Tori, that's it. You can't say that on national TV.
What?
You see, there's a lot of people out there that are good at construction.
Oh, yeah, I got it now.
Let me drop this shit on the bus.
Yeah. Another
shit twice in this promo.
Is this on Raw or is this on SmackDown?
I think this is SmackDown.
I really miss the Attitude Era.
I don't miss this.
Oh, I miss the fact that you could do this. This is stupid, but I just miss the fact that they would say shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Who gives a shit?
Who really gives a shit?
I just hate the homogenized PG version.
it's always fun to see what he's going to
just be able to tell the story. Don't go fucking violent or sexy just for the sake of it.
Yeah, we
that's where the story goes.
We don't need a transvestite or nothing, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but if that's where the story's fucking going naturally, then...
blew up the DX bus. It was so him because it was so unpredictable and so out of control. It was like, there's nothing that this guy won't do.
Ah, nothing special. And that was SmackDown.
Yeah, it was SmackDown.
Considering, no, that's nothing compared to when he ruined the
Corvette.
Corvette or the, what was it? Lincoln Town Car? Was that The Rock's?
Oh, yeah, The Rock's. Yeah. We didn't keep track of how many dead people were on this list.
Well, The Undertaker.
Yeah, you can't kill The Undertaker.
I'm sure you cannot. Dead man's already being killed, or whatever he said.
Well, there's Test. Test and Stephanie Wedding here. And there's Miz. He's dead, right?
Well, his career is now.
Oh.
Certainly being buried, so he better be dead.
Testicle. Who else?
And ruins the whole thing.
See the song? I like that music.
Oh, yeah, that was good music. I like it when Stephanie used it afterwards. Her current music blows ass.
Yeah, she changed it for, like, out of nowhere.
I know.
And, like, nobody had a clue when she'd come out.
I know. It was different and it sucked.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wedding ceremony. $40. That's not... we're going to talk about outrageous. What could be more outrageous than a...
Well, what about the moment where she revealed that she was really with him the whole time? That was a pay-per-view, right?
That was Armageddon.
Armageddon. Against Vince. An awful match.
This is what this led to.
Yeah. So I wonder if they'll have that, too. When she turns on her back.
I don't know. Maybe.
You hear Stephanie's voice. You hear it say, "How are you?" And it's actually Triple H being eventually...
Yeah, you're not getting pushed. You don't have to kiss him.
One of the things, though, about this is, we talk about this and this is funny, but this is simple.
Yeah.
This isn't, again, this is not, we talk about...
Yeah, date rape is pretty simple.
Oh, but it is. It's a simple enough angle. Like, it's not complicated with a lot of shit that...
Just seeing Stephanie's face
going... No. Well, it's a wedding, too. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I guess it is a little illogical, but... Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. It was Test never got the rub out of this.
No.
As the guy who was screwed, it was the dad, Vince.
Yeah.
Which is what I hated about it, to watch the 50-year-old guy be the Terminator who wouldn't go down for Undertaker or for Hunter.
Is this guy the first guy Hunter wouldn't elevate? Really?
He'd be up there. Oh, no.
Snitsky! With his steroids.
It's not my fault.
It happens on his watch. Just
remember when they had testing?
Yeah, well, 2004, they're supposed to, weren't they?
No, this is way, well...
Eddie. Was when he started, right?
Yeah, when did Eddie die?
I don't know.
05?
I thought it was earlier. Maybe not. This probably is, you're right, this would be pre Eddie. This would be pre-Eddie.
Yeah.
How cute. He doesn't know his name. Did your baby have a name?
This was, he's not a good performer, is he?
I guess we'll never know.
Wow. What a savage.
You look a little...
This was...
Oh, Kofi. Oh, Kofi. Hey.
You can't have him!
It's mine! What the fuck is this?
Look at the back knee.
Oh, just a little, huh?
That was a great kick, though. Well, I mean, he could have missed.
Easily!
I'll never forget
Monday music? Night football music?
That's funny.
I think the field goal is up, then come on, man! But what else could he do? It was more than long.
And it wasn't a real baby.
Oh, was it?
but that was
that's
one
less
of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Stinsky, it's not my fault hunting the baby. I think this is one of those things that wasn't designed to be as funny as it wound up being.
Oh, he's a sicko, are you? I'll agree with you on that. Look at him.
The sight of him kicking a baby into the crowd like it was a football was pretty entertaining.
They're PG now.
It was kind of a nice spiral.
It was my fault!
This. There we go, the core band.
There you go. It had to be on there, right?
Yes.
How about, you know what was a shocking moment that I don't think will be on this list? But it was a shocking moment when it happened, was Lesnar pushing Zach Gowen down the stairs.
Yes.
One-legged, little skinny Zach Gowen being pushed and bullied by.
I think Zach Gowen will make the list.
Possibly.
Like, I think the unveiling of Zach Gowen, when it's unveiled he has one leg, will make the list.
It could be.
Because that was the way that they designed that moment. Yeah. It was like, holy shit, he's got one leg?
Yes, that's true.
No Hogan on this yet, by the way. Well, I guess the Hebners.
Yeah, that's it, though.
Yeah.
But what else was shocking, though?
It's true. It's third title reign? No.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to think. Not much there.
What about the Ultimate Warrior and Papa Shango? That goo. That evil goo.
I would say, Floyd Mayweather showing up and punching Big Show at WrestleMania.
At No Way Out.
Oh, No Way Out, you're right. Yeah, for the lead to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Big Show taking Ray on the stretcher. Slamming him into the ring post, dropping
him
on his face.
I still think it's called Vince's face. Yeah, I think. What? Cena sucks.
I think Cena was just advocating Vince's side. I don't understand him, but he's awful.
23. Austin again. Is this when Savage gets bit?
Probably. There was
yes,
also...
it is. This is when the Cobra bites Savage. This has to be more than number 20.
Well, it is because Cobra goes into business for himself. This was bloody as hell.
Yeah.
And it's what takes it from being a oh my god moment to a oh my god, I'll never forget that. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, Jake DDTing
Elizabeth at No Way Out of Texas.
I was going to say Steamboat on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
No, he just shoved Elizabeth.
That's right.
He slapped her.
But he DDTed the DDT on the floor. Well, what about Savage breaking the, doing
the larynx?
The larynx for yeah. Steamboat. That was shocking as hell, so.
All of a sudden, this snake opens its mouth like that and clamps down.
Oh, and they're not censoring it.
It better be devenomized!
They're not censoring it. Remember, they censored it on TV.
I was a kid, I was traumatized.
Yeah.
By that.
Yeah, it's a big.
The big X.
Yeah.
You couldn't see it.
It better be devenomized!
Because it, yeah. Blood. Oh, it was. It was really shocking.
I was terrified. Absolutely terrified.
Felt like a level of violence. Mm-hmm. Because this is on Saturday morning afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
This was right after cartoons. Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, there it is.
This incredibly violent angle. And because it was the first time I think he used a cobra, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Instead of a python.
Yeah. Look at that. And the fact that Jake is just sitting there
so
just
perfect.
Staring at the cobra laughing, too.
Yeah.
He didn't compete often, but
interesting no Matt faced up his sneakers.
Oh god.
You knew you could expect an OMG moment.
Well, it's true. He did a lot of crazy shit. He stole a lot of other people's shit.
Yeah.
He did a lot of crazy shit.
It would be adrenaline junk.
Yeah, SummerSlam, was this against Steve Blackman? Yeah.
I don't even remember this. What was this?
This is Shane going off the top of the Titan truck.
Was that against Steve Blackman?
Yeah,
I
the first
Big
one.
Show.
He did both. The first one was against Steve Blackman.
Oh, I remember now.
This
yes,
is Shane
yes.
falls backwards.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, whack.
Yeah. Looked really phony, but it was a hell of a fall.
Yeah.
Like, the why he fell, he just gets
yeah,
whacked
yeah.
very lightly on the back and just falls
and
straight.
You can see that he's, like, bracing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a hell of a fall, and I think live probably drove him crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, look at when Teddy Hart did that thing from, like, half that distance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
David Otunga with a mohawk just makes me laugh now that he's like the lawyer guy.
Oh, I know. Is this, what was he there? You know,
such a big bear. He was like Nexus you know, thug guy still.
Was he at this?
Yeah.
I guess.
Him and Michael McGill.
Yeah,
McGillicuddy.
I was wondering, is this when they were tag champs?
Maybe, yeah.
Fuck, can we talk about
Holy,
those belts being
that?
Talk
Holy.
About the belts being elevated from where they were a few years ago?
Shit, yeah.
Think about
that.
Otunga and McGillicuddy. And nobody gave a fuck.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to just lay out and listen to Bobby Heenan. If they don't do Bobby Heenan here, this
like,
is a
turn
crime.
It up?
Yes.
All right. Give it a moment. Did we get to it?
You know, they got it, because one without the other just isn't any good.
It's Bobby is so great. Here we go. These two guys haven't been getting along too well lately.
But I can assure you, as the captain of this team, that there are absolutely no problems with the Rockers.
I want this thing to work because together we can make it to the top.
They need each other, you know that.
I'm sure to be.
See, one without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that. I just knew he was going to do that. He don't need Jannetty.
Are you kidding?
What a despicable act that was!
Oh, that was so great.
Oh my god!
See, one without the other is any good. Oh, I knew he was gonna do that.
He doesn't need
Jannetty!
Shawn Michaels throws him through the barbershop window.
The question is, how many times have you watched that?
Anime? Oh my god, that was hilarious. Oh yeah, I've probably seen that. And he's got the WWF magazine there. Is there a problem with the Rockers? I don't think so.
Now, how many times have you watched this?
Oh, God. I think so. I've probably seen that at least 200 times. But you can even tell, like, here, like, Jannetty's on a t-shirt and acid-wash jeans, and Sean's got the earring and the leather jacket.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. Like, one's a heel, one's a face.
Well, not even, it's one's a star.
Yeah, that's true.
And the other one's, you know, destined for mediocrity kind of thing, right? I mean, the funny thing is that Jannetty might be just as good, if not better, of an overall worker than Sean.
Oh, I know, I know. Well, Jannetty was terrific, but. But the real question is, what's smaller? Triple H's penis or the amount of times the Marty Jannetty got fired?
What? Definitely Triple H's penis. I was going to say, what's smaller, Triple H's penis or the shards of glass that shattered?
Yeah, yeah. No TLC?
WrestleMania?
Crazy as that is, what made it is that it. The Royal Rumble match, the original ladder or tables match. Jeff Hardy, the bump he takes
yes,
in that one.
Yes, off the...
Yeah,
the
that's the first time we see it, so it's even in many ways more shocking than this. This takes it to the next level.
This spear, well, and the ladder bump, but they're doing the spear right now.
Yeah. This is a great moment. This spear in the middle there.
Yeah.
I'm glad they aren't doing this shit anymore, though, because it's crazy dangerous.
Oh, yeah, but this was done
then
perfect.
Again,
this was done, like, even, like, Hardy, bumping, like, this whole thing was just...
Yeah, and then again, if you are going to do it, WrestleMania, one time a year,
yes.
Do something like this. One, maybe twice a year.
Boom.
And that was before...
Even Edge just doing the whole, like, swan dive thing. Like,
yeah. And then Edge kind of looking like he's going to get up and falling right back down.
Yeah.
Is this before they softened the ring or just after?
I think after.
Because, yeah, that was after the... After Foley's falling through the ring, they softened it, right?
Yes, and this would have been the next year, I think.
Yeah.
Two more years, I think, actually. This is 17. 2001.
Yeah.
So, and Foley was in 98, so it would have been 3 years later.
3 years. So it's a much safer ring, because in that old ring, fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I don't even know how both of them were there.
You drive downtown? You got parking down there?
Well, it's just outside downtown. And I have a parking spot, but it's just outside downtown. So it's like Crescent Heights.
What the hell is that?
By Peter's Driving.
Ah, up there. Okay, yeah, yeah. His only
friend. Oh, God. Which is unfortunate for any and all who cross
his path. Because we're going to end up back downtown eventually. Shocking and outrageous moment. When he tried to, was going to set him on fire? Right after he got unmasked?
Yeah, before we'd seen, and it was trying to explain that there were emotional scars, and he thought he was burnt, even though he wasn't.
Yeah.
And. Look at me, JR! I'm a monster! They never followed up with it.
You know, if he just grew his hair out, you know, right.
I see a man that needs help.
As great as JR is, he does not deliver that good.
No.
That's bad acting, dude. By yourself. And that's exactly what happened when JR thought that he was tough enough to go. There's the kayfabe line.
Yeah.
I told him, don't interview this guy by yourself. No, this is, if you're going to take a Kane moment from this era, probably the hilarious moment of tombstoning Linda on the stage.
Yes, with Linda's, like, 8 feet off the ground.
Yes. Or what about the electricity to the testicles with Shane?
Yeah, Shane.
Fuck is awful.
Yeah, he turns on RVD so he can lead to a program with Shane McMahon.
Yeah, it was terrible. First time I saw Kane about to light something on fire, oh yeah, was The Brood, remember?
Yes.
Will Katie Vick be in there? Because it was shocking.
I...
Will HLA be in there? Because it was shocking. He doesn't want to be the meat. They're shit. It's shocking.
Jesus. Is she Santino?
No, what he's
saying. I know JR likes barbecue, but he does not want to be the meat.
Oh, fuck. That disturbed me. It was no depth to my depravity. I love that kayfabing this.
Regal is awesome, though.
That disturbed me. There's no depth. Like, yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
I think his best moment is Jarrett still, though. Who doesn't want to smack a woman around every now and then? Oh, here's the first ever stunner. I appreciate the fact that you and the World Wrestling Federation care.
That's right, because it's not a heel Vince yet.
I appreciate the fact that, hell, you can kiss my ass.
It's not a heel Vince yet here, so.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute.
So many people hated Vince McMahon, and I myself loved Stone Cold.
But yeah, like I said, this is before the, you know, this is before the screw drop, before he's a real heel.
Right before, yeah. I understand you being upset not being able to compete, do you understand that? But don't break the law. Don't you understand why you're not allowed to compete? You can't get that through your head? Don't you know why?
Because Owen broke your neck.
Yeah. You're not physically able to compete. Owen 316.
Yeah. Your doctors say you're not ready.
Yeah.
In other words, you simply, you got to work within the system.
Dr. Aston says you can't.
That's all you got to do.
Work yet.
It's burning the system.
Doctors have often developed a maneuver that's very popular. It's time. It's very effective. It took everyone.
Sit here and tell me to work within the system.
I feel like Cool Ham Luke. I'll work within your damn system.
Finally, he got his hands on Mr. McMahon, the man who's been tormenting him.
No, this is before this, you dummy. Ziggler, this is way before that ever happens.
And I also appreciate the fact that hell.
I can't believe, number one, he says it is bad. Maybe he's, but you know what, he might not be talking about this moment. Maybe we talk about another moment.
Yeah, and they took just it out spliced of, it in, yeah.
They sliced it in. But then why would they do that except for to make him look like a dummy? Oh, I just answered my own question.
Wait
right?
a minute.
Yeah.
Langston.
Langston, yes. That's the worst selling.
I know, right?
Fucking terrible stunner.
Fish out of water.
I mean, only Donald Trump took a worse stunner, and he didn't sell it as bad.
No.
I jumped up on my seat.
What are they doing stealing Ken Anderson's gimmick, though?
I know, right?
Gimmick infringement here.
The thing
putting
is,
him in the handcuffs, leading him away while he's talking to the crowd.
This was built for weeks and weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did JR, he did Slaughter.
Yep. Well, he was doing it to everybody. That was when he was injured.
Shane O'Mac again, Owen Hurt, King of the Ring.
This is the most uncomfortable match I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah.
I literally, like, this was the match where I went, fuck, that's it. Officially for me, they've gone too far.
The owner of WCW at the time.
Really a wrestler.
Yeah.
And Kurt Angle at some point,
Well, it's the moment through the, it's
the glass.
From the beginning.
But it's through the glass.
And Vince, or Angle still has to wrestle the main event against Edge.
That's right.
Or not main event, but the King of the Ring main.
King of the Ring main,
final.
Yeah. Isn't the main event of this show Austin versus Benoit versus Jericho in a three-way? Oh,
I think so.
And
yeah.
Benoit just turned himself. And is this? I think Benoit need to go get the neck fusion surgery right after this.
I think you're right.
Show, yeah.
And yet it's Shane that you think
there
right
it
here.
Is. I don't even think this is the one. Yeah.
No, that is the one because it doesn't break. But then the crazy thing is, this is where Shane or well.
Did they do it twice?
Well, the thing is, that's the thing. He picks him up to do it again because he was supposed to smash it, and he didn't.
Yeah.
So Angle, like a moron, goes, oh, I'll do it again. No, he's already hurt, dude.
Yeah. Third time.
That one's much safer.
Yeah.
But, and I don't think that's on Shane saying keep doing it. I think that's on Kurt going, oh, we have to keep doing it.
There's another one.
Another one. I just felt so uncomfortable. I'm like, this is, because you know that it's...
Yeah,
it's,
there we go.
The thing is, you know that it's off script. It was supposed to break the first time, and it would have been fine then. It would have been dangerous, but it wouldn't have been dangerous. It would have hurt, but not be dangerous. But what happens is dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I went, fuck, quit doing it, just because that's what you're supposed to do.
Move to the next thing, right?
Yeah, just move to the next thing. Don't keep doing it and killing the guy. The thing is, babyface Shane actually does make a comeback after all this.
Yes.
That's what's crazy. I'm just going, he's on adrenaline. This is like the most...
In the WWE again.
Like I've... The Hell in a Cell...
Jimmy Corderas.
The Hell in a Cell match did not make me nearly as uncomfortable as this match.
Yeah.
And that match made me uncomfortable. And this was the worst.
16.
Jeff Hardy was the ultimate risk.
Yeah, I bet you this is the.
There's a few that could be.
This is the one on Orton on Raw.
Probably. Oh, outside the ring.
Yeah.
Like outside the arena, or
no? Here. He climbs up to the top of the thing and does a swanton. This is the goal.
Oh, no, the one I'm thinking of was on Amaga.
Oh, Jumaga, yeah.
Outside, and it looked really
good. Off the truck, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is the go-home to the Rumble match.
Yeah, that's right.
Cena is the surprise entrant where that guy got really pissed at the movie theater.
Yeah, that's awesome. Throws his popcorn.
Damn it! Fucking Cena! That was probably the last show that guy ever watched.
Probably.
That is ridiculously high. Really? Thanks, Kofi, for putting that into perspective. People don't know how high it is. It's ridiculously high.
I thought, yeah, you're talking about Jeff Hardy. Ridiculously high.
Yeah.
Especially in this era.
No kidding. Which, it's a great camera shot, because there's that kid in the hat talking to the guy next to him, going like, holy crap.
That's on the borderline of competitor, and crazy.
Okay, this whole thing would be so much better with outside Dino.
Yes.
And the Miz.
And the Miz, actually, yeah.
Jeff usually goes, I can go a little higher. I'll go a little higher, and then I'll jump.
Yeah.
So Jeff isn't your normal.
He'll go a little higher. He'll get a little higher. And then he'll jump.
Yeah. That's Jeff Hardy for you. A little higher always.
I don't know how he survived. I don't know how he's still here. But it was an incredible feat.
Jeff Hardy, he's extreme for sure.
He's not with the company.
No. 15.
Will he ever be again?
I don't know. Holy. Somebody ate Mick Foley.
What year is this? 2006. Okay. And this is just 4 months after he does the cash in.
Yes.
At New Year's
Revolution, yeah.
Even then, and this is after, this is shortly after the, fuck, then that's a bump too.
Yeah.
But this is the, even though Edge had been champion and had gotten the ratings, this is the match that really seals him.
Yes.
As a singles match. So that's twice the Foley did it. I mean,
this he is made the last people, time Foley did it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's, well, he tried other times. But again, he did it more than Hunter.
Oh, God, yeah.
Especially if you include Hunter.
Yeah.
Or The Rock, too. For that matter.
I don't know that he made that. I think him and The Rock came up together.
Kind of, yeah.
I would say they came up together. But
he was getting Rock ready for Austin.
Oh, sure. But at the same time, they...
But yeah, he's getting himself over at the same time.
Well, that's Foley. That's his WrestleMania moment, right?
That is, yeah.
Off the ring, through the flaming table, you knew that had to be it.
Again, now they can't do this.
I don't understand how Ziggler knew that the table was gay.
What did he say?
He said you could put him through the flaming table.
Fuck. Was there a testing then or not? Because look at Edge.
See, well, Benoit was still alive, so no.
Yeah. But Eddie was dead.
Yes.
This is where Ray wins the title, isn't it?
Yeah.
So no.
What is this one? So no. Oh, is this Zamboni? Number 14?
Yes.
Yes. And the guy throws the Steve Austin, like, punching bag thing or whatever it is.
Yes, that's right. What? Non-hockey night? Oh, Zamboni.
I guess it's in Detroit, isn't it? Joe Louis, probably?
Probably, yeah. Detroit, yeah, it must be. Probably Chicago. It's Miller Lite.
There it is, the Red Wings.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't let him there.
Love that. They just take it down, shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not easy to drive those fuckers.
Driving over, I know.
Lights. Anything that was in his way, he just basically ran over.
Like, fuck it.
Out of nowhere, a Zamboni machine comes down through the ramp and into the ring. You thought he was going to stop and pull up and maybe get out and then do his
damage. I love he moved the ring.
Remember when Alex Riley showed up on Raw for no reason to be friends with Brad Maddox and disappeared again?
Yeah. He's like his confidant. They're like chatting, but like they're good friends.
Never explained, never seen again.
Yeah.
That's the type of shit that drives me mad.
With Michael Tarver.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's gotta be going somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, it's not going anywhere.
No, it's gotta be going somewhere.
It didn't. What's he doing? Stealing again. That's another time. Handcuffed, talking to the crowd, stealing Ken Anderson's gimmick from TNA.
Jesus.
The
concrete truck, but the very first one, though, was a Zamboni, and...
You're right, it was the first time.
That was the first vehicle, yeah. Day after the King
of
the Ring.
Well, it's the jump and getting on the Vince and the... It's the clothesline, right, that makes it.
He's got his big finger that he's sticking in his face. Yeah. It's awesome. Lucky number 13.
Oh my god. Yes. Oh yes. That's a great moment.
But none is better known than the rally boys' disrespectful.
I don't even think they go on with that one.
No, it's coconut.
They better have that other one on there.
Yeah.
You're bleeding, man.
You're bleeding. You're bleeding. One coconut.
I tell you what, how about this, we just make another one, we lay out, turn it off.
Snooker was one of my favorite guys, and so when Snooker was up there in Piper's Pit, I was always wanting to hear what he had to say. And sure enough, Piper insulting him the whole time, insulting him. You wanted to see Snooker take him out.
What do you want, am I making fun of you? No, sir.
And he took that coconut and he hit him in the head. I was like, okay, this isn't going to hurt Jimmy. He's got one of the hardest heads in the world. But it did. I mean, you know, when a coconut
hits
your head.
But it did.
There's not really much you can do.
I hate him.
I hate him. Thank you, David Otunga.
And what was David Otunga, 2 when this happened?
Yeah, really?
I wanted to see how real this is, and I cracked my brother. And he was knocked out. And then my father came out, was knocked out.
Or child abuse. Good, thanks, Santino.
That was actually good.
That was good. And that probably happened.
I know. I'm sure a few people hit them. I'm like, you can't hit that bad.
Yeah.
It must have been a work coconut, was it?
Well, I mean, Piper will never claim. Nobody knows. Piper will never.
Piper's always claimed it wasn't.
No,
that's right. But
he has never been the same. Remember when they were teamed up on the Survivor Series?
Well, this is before the Nancy thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe this is why the Nancy thing happens.
Concussion.
Did you think of that? Yeah.
Concussion, yeah. Nancys don't do well with wrestlers.
No, they don't.
No. 12. Simulcast?
That was quite a moment.
Yeah. That's a simulcast.
Yeah.
Here I am on WCW television.
I knew it was coming that night.
The very fate of WCW.
Yeah. You heard about the sale. It was in the papers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you knew about it beforehand.
I'm Vince McMahon. I have.
Still, you didn't know what was going to happen.
I own my old company.
What is it?
And part of me is just wondering if it's an angle that the two companies have finally worked out.
Whoa. Wow, that's true.
That's true, yeah.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Like the War Games. Just use them. Just use the War Games, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, shit. The worst was the fucking people in
you
Cleveland.
Own it. The guy who created it works for you. Enough.
Yeah. Well, the guy in Cleveland, the fucking people in Cleveland is what got Buff Bagwell on his job, too.
That's true.
And the name on the contract reads McMahon.
How do you remember this shit? How many times have you seen this, actually?
Ah. I don't know.
More than 5?
Yeah, probably more than 5, because it's on lots of different videos. Whoa, yeah.
Wow,
what a
Scott Stanford.
Kayfabe.
Yes.
Shane McMahon shows up in Panama City and undercuts Vince McMahon and embarrasses father in front of the world.
WCW kicked your ass in the past, and it will again.
No, no it won't.
Shane
I like how he's wearing a sweater in Panama City, Florida.
I know.
Like a turtleneck.
Yes.
On number 11, here we go. Puppies!
I hope not.
Giving birth with the hand.
Oh no.
Give her a hand. Oh, the sardines. Oh no, it's gotta be the Dudleys.
Oh yeah.
I know you are the one and only Great Mae Young, and I'll never get over.
What the hell was that?
WrestleMania.
They are beautiful, beautiful women.
I'd like you to give me a match with these.
I remember that.
That was awesome.
Old school Raw. Can you imagine these sluts?
And they were PG at the time.
Yeah.
This contest isn't over yet. I'm in this thing.
Here they're blowing them out. But live, they were. It really made you ill.
Ashley Massaro.
Well, she did say sluts.
Hey, I'll give you $1,000. Put your shirt back on.
Oh. Jimmy Snooker.
Jimmy Snooker. He's thinking I hit that.
He's thinking about some coconuts. There we go. This is funny. This is like what turned them babyface.
I know. Putting all the women through tables.
Yeah.
And they did it with the old woman off the, not in the ring, even off the stage.
Yeah.
That was, like, it was a great moment, but it was also the moment where I went, oh, those tables don't hurt at all. They're totally sick. Even an 80-year-old woman should take.
Look at the back knee on May there.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Test. I forgot, she is entertaining.
Oh yeah, Mae Young is damn entertaining. Even that's funny.
Who was that on?
Crash Holly.
Wow.
Speaking of dead people.
Yeah. She's all grown
smoking
up now.
At the time.
That's right, she's smoking and she's giving birth.
What? Really?
Oh my god! I like how even the paramedic's like an indie worker.
Yeah. Number one on dumbest thing, yes.
You didn't think they were rolling. I remember Mayo doing that with the hat. This one's for my homies.
This is not good.
This will be. Yes.
My dad. Oh, Big Show looks so weird.
Long
there.
Hair.
Long hair, leather, glasses.
The boss man ruined Big Show's father's funeral.
Kayfabe.
Did you hear that? I was really jealous. I've always wanted to do that.
I love Regal. He gets it. Everything I have in life, I've learned from you. This was the angle to make him the baby face, because he's a heel coming into this feud.
In the he's a babyface WWF champion here.
Well, that's the thing, though. This is to get him over as the babyface, because right before he was a heel, right before getting the belt.
Yeah.
This was designed to get him over being as a babyface.
Yeah.
It was hysterical.
Hey, Miss White.
I've seen a lot of crazy things happen in the WWE, but I cannot believe that the Big Boss Man actually dragged around the Big Show's father in a coffin. He ruined the entire funeral, and I can't believe they even showed that on TV.
Oh, Big Show casket surfing.
Like a wedding, except instead of full of
dandelions,
full of coffin.
And other people are laughing at the background.
So
make sure I have to sell it here, watch.
I know.
the other stuff. The poem's the best.
My daddy!
I'm sorry
my daddy.
To hear that your dear dad is croak. This is number 9? That's in Halifax, Nova Scotia, right there.
This is number... I thought this had a strong chance to be number 1.
How could it not be?
Because it's played out now?
I guess.
Because people are sick of it is the only reason they wouldn't. Because it really is.
In actual reality, it's number 1.
It is, yeah.
I mean, the only one actually that could be an oh my god if they were doing this, and I don't know if this is all WWF or not, but...
This one's all WWF. Like I say, they're doing a...
WCW, okay. Yeah. See, because the... This is a clear WWF number 1. The clear WCW number 1 is Hogan Turns Heel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's
and
no...
I think this is even more shocking.
Oh, this is real.
Because it's real.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, WCW, definitely, that's... Though we'll see when that DVD comes out, because they're working on it now.
That's right, yeah.
So we'll see if that is, but it is the clear number 1.
Number 1 will actually be Russo.
I mean, the only thing that... Yeah, really. No, well, the only thing, though, that could... talk of this in reality and they're not going to put it on there is Owen Paul.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Like, that's it. There's nothing else that's even close.
Well, there's Dave Hebner ringing the bell.
Yeah, but it's because people have seen it so many times now and because they're sick of it, they didn't want to make it number 1.
Yeah.
But I was not quite as upset.
I'll say.
I just remember standing at the bar at the Sneakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, probably about where your door is. And literally when it happened, I walked, like, right up to the TV and was, like, half a foot away from the big screen TV, just, like, staring at it, going, like, holy shit.
Well, I remember I my friend, Sean, had ordered the pay-per-view and taped it for me. So I had to work that night, so I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I go to pick up the tape, really excited. And he looks at me, he's like, you're not going to believe what you're going to see on this. I'm like, what? What happens? What? He's like, no. You got to watch this.
Yeah,
like, I'm planning to. He's like, no. You don't understand. Just watch this.
Yeah.
I watched it like 4 times, and I've never watched it since.
You know what Daniel Bryan said? Rewind that.
Rewind it?
Daniel Bryan, yeah. Rewind to Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, no, I watched it like 4 times that right away, and I've never watched it since. Actually, I should. We should actually do a live audio commentary on that.
On the screw job, yeah.
You can mix that in with Iron Man.
Yeah. Doing both, yeah.
Yeah.
Spinning in the air, he's writing WCW, and you knew something big before.
Well, you talk about controversy. Is this on the Rival Release disc?
I don't know.
This crowd is listening. I would have done whatever I had to do, so I can't go on either side of them. I take care of myself, and that's all there is to it.
The Montreal Screwjob really made me hate Vince McMahon because I love Bret Hart. And just the idea that Bret got screwed and that Vince was the one who did it, and it just made me, gosh, this guy's such a... I would never want to work for this guy.
Would you get his groceries?
Yeah.
I mean, Luger showing up has to be top 5 in WCW. That was
Rick Rude on both. That's got to be. That could be on here.
That should be on here easily. The exact same segment. If it's not on this one, it'd definitely be on the other
one. Number 8.
Yeah, see, something like this is not... Like, this was cool.
This is like the 38 or something. It just collapsed.
Yeah, it collapsed. Yeah, it collapsed.
And it was cool.
It was cool. And I remember being... I think it was awesome. And it's on SmackDown. The ring collapses. It's a spot that had been used in Japan a couple times, but I've never seen it here. I had seen it in Japan, but never seen it here. And watching the referee, like, fall
down
himself
with it, yeah.
Is hilarious, but... Ahead of the Montreal Screwjob?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Suck my cock!
Well, especially, like, right next, like, you've got the audacity to go, here's what's better.
Yeah, this fake thing. Are you kidding me? Woo!
So Big Show's on the post. Rock's coming up.
That was a cool moment, though.
Yeah, it was.
What's he going to do here? It looks like he's setting up.
Unfortunately, they've done it, what, twice in the last, like, 2 years?
Have they? Because they didn't do it again for years.
No, they didn't, but they did Big Show and Mark Henry.
They did that one, yeah.
And then
right.
Didn't they do it again?
Did they?
Since, I think they did it. I thought, for some reason, I thought they've done it twice recently. Like within the last 3 years.
Oh my gosh.
It's possible.
There's no way they're going to get up from this. Unbelievable.
The ring couldn't take it.
The ref here. That's the part.
And the best part is that they laid out and let the crowd take it.
Crowd's going nuts. Now it's just go quiet and it goes off the air like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sets up to want to see the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's like that doesn't leave you feeling ripped off, but makes you want to pay money to see the next thing.
Yeah.
Where there's 20 men in the ring and the ring is fine.
Heyman booked that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's just SmackDown 6 era. Because it's SmackDown 6 slash Big Show with the buzz cut.
Yeah. This is when it was ahead of the Raw in ratings and Heyman was booking it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a great promo, but don't let him book anymore.
I'll go Regal decision. I'm not going to see that ever again.
Yeah. Well, what was the exact spot? Did they come off the top again together with Heyman? But it wasn't a superplex, was it? When it was Heyman Henry? I thought Henry lifted it out for some sort of power slam off the middle.
I thought it was a superplex again. There we go. Okay, well, this is a great one.
I have to look at it. Oh, yeah, this is... It was shocking.
So Mega Power is exploding, shocking?
Yes. Mega Power is exploding should be up there.
Yeah.
That said, I wouldn't put this in the top 10. I don't know if I put it in the
top, no, I wouldn't either, but...
Top 25.
I would say, like 30 or something.
Yeah, exactly. Because you kind of knew it was going to happen.
I love it this time when they asked...
It was great.
At this point...
But it's not that shocking.
I love when they asked him at this... They're like, who is your favorite? He's like, Bruno Sammartino!
Well, backstage, he was asking everybody if he could meet Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Who at the time was in WCW.
Yeah. Well, you know what they told him is that Ric Flair was at the Marriott.
He could go pay his bar tab, that's true. Actually, at that point, I don't think he could.
I was
going to
say, I don't think he could, no. I don't think he could pay CM Punk's bar tab at that point.
No, exactly.
And you could feel the tension when Tyson and Stone Cold.
You ruined it.
Sign language. Well, Tyson's having such a good time.
Yeah.
But he knew when to turn it here.
Yeah. Forbidden the eyes. Locked down the eyes of the world's toughest son of a bitch.
Well, the thing is, it's
how
nice.
How good your hair it is. But I've always got a little bit of sign language. So here's to ya.
If you don't understand what I'm saying, I always got... A little bit of sign language, so here's to
you. Well, they don't blur it out. I'm surprised.
No, he even said son of a bitch on here, too.
Yeah, well, that's worse. That's fuck you.
They haven't said shit, though.
Yeah, they did beat that. But one of the things about that is, I mean, Tyson can laugh and be relaxed, because he knows if it becomes a real fight, he's just going to kick you guys' ass.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He has no reason to worry. Not like who was it? Mickey Rourke, who shows up with
Frank Shamrock
in case something goes down with him and Jericho.
You ruined it.
But, hey, in the WWE Universe, the baddest man was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What? I have no idea.
But we're on, like, number six now?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Well, Vince again.
There's Marty.
There's Marty
laughing.
Which was a shock to all.
I've seen a lot of things happen to Mr. McMahon.
Oh, this when he gets blown up. I thought the stage falling him. I thought the stage collapsing was actually probably more shocking than the.
Car exploding?
Because that was phony looking. Whereas the stage reacting was like, oh, that could actually happen.
Yeah, but the
he's
thing
not
is,
actually going to cut down.
Oh, right, it was Vince's appreciation night.
That's stupid.
I play racquetball with you. Remember?
Yes.
And that was when Bret Hart made
his first return, yeah. Yeah, saying, I have this thank you over here and this fist, and I have this thank you over here and this fist.
Oh, look at, there's Paul London.
There's Paul London styling, fucking ruining the angle. He's, yeah, and what's his name mentioning it? Daniel Bryan, who's that there on the left?
Charlie Haas.
Behind that. Oh, fucking loading. Who was that tall dude?
I'm trying to remember, it wasn't Heidenreich,
No, he's too young and athletic. Who did they have? Who was that?
Remember?
Cade.
No. They had a guy and he was around for like 2 weeks around then.
It's not Harry Smith. And don't stop actually now. That was
Yeah, what the hell? Now we're in like number six here?
Yeah, let's try this again. Resume playing.
When was this? This was in what, 2007?
This incident?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
When Benoit died, right?
Yeah, it's just before that, right? Okay. All right, here we go. Vince McMahon appreciation, rewind. Yeah, take a look at him here.
Well, it should be. I remember I was there.
Well, the chairman said this is going to be the defining
moment. Was Santino around even back then? He been there that long. Hey, look.
Was it DH?
No.
The swagger, that's not the
it's definitely not. But look.
I remember.
What is
they saw him leaving, saying bye to everybody. You had no idea what was going to happen. Everybody else was serious as Vince was walking out.
Mickey.
And Paul Levin's staring.
What is that?
You're going the wrong way.
He's got a tattoo around his shoulder blade?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that? Was this angle designed to get Vince as a babyface again? Vince McMahon? Designed to get ratings for USA.
I don't see anybody on this. Oh my god, this is great. Okay. No, I think this is just supposed to be him. Yeah, I think this was eventually.
Because he's always wanted to be a babyface. Oh, you guys don't appreciate me after everything I gave to you. On appreciation night, you all bury me. Blah, blah, blah. This is just stupid.
I didn't think it was stupid.
I thought it was.
It was, where are they going next? It was a...
It wasn't for me. To me, it was just dumb. It was phony, two sports entertaining for me. Obviously, the guy's not dead. Who gives a fuck?
I remember seeing fans, like, after the show was over and done with, fans were still sitting there.
So...
Who was supposed to be the guy?
Not doing anything.
Was it Vince had...
Kennedy.
Like, what's next?
Was it Kennedy? I thought it was that Vince had done it to himself to see.
No. Ken Kennedy was coming back as his son.
But having... Not that he had done this to him. I thought he was coming back to be his real son to protect him against...
Yeah, but I don't think they figured out who had done this yet.
Who had done this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it might have been... You know... Triple H, and then he was going to come back as his real son for power. Yes, that's right. But keep in mind.
Fraud wasn't true. Didn't really happen. Scam. Hoodwink. Bamboozle.
Fucking hate this guy.
Yeah.
That's not.
He thinks he's fucking funny.
That's not Kozlov, is it?
Cena. No. No, that is definitely not Kozlov.
Pushing the envelope was the WWE specialty during the Attitude Era, and Cena was fully loaded for competition in July 1988.
I might post a picture on Twitter or something, see if anybody can identify it for us. Because who knows when the show's going up, but still.
Yeah.
What gets me about this is where she comes out and she has the paint on her
tits. She's got the paint on her tits, yeah.
But what gets me is right earlier, Miss Jacqueline actually flashed the crowd her real nipple.
Yes.
And then this, which was to me way more shocking, and the part that I rewound more than once, than this.
Mm. You know what it could have been? They had the ECW back then, too.
You think she's going to be naked? It was such a disappointment.
ECW brand?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know who.
Like, that could have been that.
He's like at least 6'6". He looks like he's like 6'6". He's got a tattoo that's at least going up to his shoulder blade. He's got short blonde hair.
Mr. McMahon's idea of conservative, but it's not mine. This is live TV, and there ain't a damn thing Vince can do about this.
And Lawler's reaction when he does the
yeah.
jump.
Yeah.
I'm saying right now.
Bad handprints. Big shock. Outrageous.
They say I was floored would be an understatement.
That's what they pushed. But like I say, the other woman actually showed her today.
Yeah.
She actually showed the nipple. But on purpose. It wasn't a nip slip. It was a flash.
Yeah.
It was completely ignored.
Whose handprints were they? Well, let me tell you something. Guilty!
Could he have said it more gay as he said that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd Grisham.
For being a faggot.
Disabled hands. I'm trying to avoid the F word. Was he even there then? No. Oh, well. He gets a point.
Yeah.
Thinks he's just being funny.
Oh, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, this I got no problem with. You know what else was shocking? It's not going to be on this list. The Hogan moment. Hogan Orndorff.
Oh. Hogan Orndorff, Hogan, and the Boss Man.
What's wrong with
the
that?
Superplex in the cage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Saturday Night's Main Event. You
yeah.
never saw that then. Especially with those big guys. Yeah, Hogan Orndorff is the one I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The cage match.
That was an oh my god moment for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So they got Foley on here?
He would
talk
be,
about it?
He would have been back, yeah, by then. He would have been back for this.
I would think so. And they would have had old footage they could have.
Yeah.
They haven't done that really, though.
No, they really haven't. Yeah, a lot of, let's face it, a lot of mid-carders. A lot of Owen.
Straight down the rock. One of the best moments I've ever seen.
So, but again, like, David O'Tunga, like, Mick Foley's there. And they have David O'Tunga talking about it.
Yeah. Problem with that?
It's just...
Yeah, Lee, I know. We're almost done here, and then you'll get your trip outside.
That was the first hardcore thing I've ever seen in my life. Never will I forget this.
Yeah. For a lot of people, that's probably true.
Probably true, yeah.
What are we at, number three?
Number three.
Oh,
yeah, the
Pillman gun angle.
I almost think the Pillmanizing was just as shocking to me in many ways.
Yeah, but this is the moment. I mean, I remember this.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of stupid, but it was also shocking. Is that his actual wife there?
Yeah, Melanie, yeah.
The one who was in Penthouse or whatever?
Yeah. The one that they interviewed after he died.
Yeah. The loose cannon. What was he called in WCW again?
Brian Bryan?
No, then he got that different nickname. What was it? He was the loose cannon in WWE.
Yeah.
WWF. He was something else there.
Yeah, yeah, when he was the I Respect You Booker man.
Yeah, what was it?
Wasn't he?
What was the nickname?
I know, you're going to look it up.
Yeah, because it's going to bug the shit out of me. Isn't that what they actually called his DVD?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Something that stands out in my mind. That's awesome.
When I said Brian Pillman,
uh-huh.
The second thing that comes up is Brian Pillman gun.
Well, that's why it's number three, right?
Yeah, well, there you go, right?
Who was it that his wife had dated before?
No, he's got Flying Brian, Brian Pillman, and Yellow Dog.
Nah, that's not true. Go look at his days there when he's... Go further down to, like, the end of his WCW career. So it's the loose cannon and something else in WWE then. Because they wouldn't use what WCW used, but they wanted the same gimmick. So they came up with something that sounded similar. Maybe it was the loose cannon in WCW and something else in WWE. Yeah, because they couldn't use it.
No, he was. He was definitely the loose cannon Brian Pillman in
WWF. WWE? Fuck that, I'm gonna look it up then. You can't find it. On this occasion, he was truly the king of beer bats. But you won't mind one more time. Yes, Austin has done it the most, the beat on the most. Matter of fact, the Rock
will lay the smackdown on his ass. Oh, this isn't what I thought it was. Quite similar
to the. Actually, not many shocking moments that the Rock has done, huh?
Oh. In Albany, New York. Check it out. No, I think he was the loose cannon. He was also the ticking time bomb.
That was it.
The ticking time bomb.
That was it in WWF.
Yeah.
Loose cannon in WCW. The entrance to the arena. I had never seen something
that big in the arena. A beer truck is actually sitting next to the... Oh, yeah, okay, here you go. So it is the... And it's not only this. It's the promo.
But there hasn't been a single shocking moment for the Rock.
Let's do a bunch, spill a bunch of nursery rhymes. Jabroni, Jabroni. Yeah. I'm going to take this.
But don't you think, like, how can the Rock not have had a shocking moment?
Yeah.
That he's done something. Here, he's just taking it from officers. What's his most shocking moment? Hitting Foley those many times?
Yeah. Yeah, the Royal Rumble. That's it. But he wasn't a shocker. He was a comedy guy.
The first time he puts on the mic and starts doing his own commentary?
Nah, it's not. I don't
shocking,
know.
I guess. I mean, well.
Maybe the, it's not shocking. It's like none of his moments are really overly shocking.
Well, the 98,
If you want to talk shocking with the Rock,
98, when they did the first time they did the Survivor Series, the 98 angle, with him and Foley.
I guess, to recreate the screw job the year later.
Kind of, yeah.
When he comes back to guest host. It's a big return.
That's, yeah, but that would have been after this.
That's true. Well, it would have been around that time, actually, with Miz.
Pretty close, yeah.
It was one of the coolest, greatest moments in WWE history.
Vince Swimming made that segment.
That's what made it, yeah.
So that's a go-home angle for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Number one. Over the years, we were just many incredible moments. Yeah, okay. Off the Hell in the Cell? Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's top five. For sure. Infamous Hell
in the Cell. And I think once you get to top five, you can kind of make your own order.
You can make your own order.
I have no problem with this being number one.
I don't have a problem with it being number one. I don't think it should be ahead of the Screwjob, but I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
I got no problem with
the ring
fully
going off the cage.
But the, what they have as number 50, I'd also have in my top five.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I just never forget.
We could make our own list for a show.
I never forget watching this, and for some reason we didn't have sound. We were at a bar, and it didn't have sound on the TV. Yeah. And it was the day after a bachelor party, and I'd lost my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like asking me, because I'm like the wrestling guy, I was, what the fuck? And I'm like, like, holy shit.
Yeah. So if you, so you didn't hear the whole, oh my God, he's broken
God
in half.
God is my witness, he's broken in half. No. Until after.
So much of what makes this.
Yeah. But I tell you, watching it live still. And with no sound, it was it didn't take away from that. Well, the thing is, shit,
I remember going on like rustling scoops or something like that, and reading the recap of like the match, and hearing about it, and going, it's the most incredible thing, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And thinking, well, how spectacular is going to be? And rent, not seeing it until it came out on DVD or VHS, from Blockbuster, renting it, thinking, I've heard so much about it. Yeah, exactly. Thinking of so much about it, and then finally going, it can't be that much. And then it happens, and you're just like, it's everything.
everything, more, right?
Like, you cannot the first time.
Look at all the shit beside him when he falls.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, he says that what really hurts here is not even that first fall. It's the chair bouncing up when he's unprepared and hitting him the second time on that same fall when he goes through the ring.
Yeah.
Boy, Undertaker's good stalling in this match.
Yes.
Yeah, Vince right doesn't there. Know right there when the chair hits him.
The back of the leg. Yeah.
Like I say, Vince is not knowing that it's coming. It's just all of it.
I love Vince's reaction to this, you know.
Oh, yeah, come here. I know you want out. I know.
I appreciate what you did. I appreciate what you did for the company.
You're never gonna do that again. Yeah. It changed a lot. They started being more safe about letting guys do stuff. Started putting more rules out, and then of course they did that chain thing after. But
yeah.
That went wrong.
And the one thing you can count on is that the WWE will produce many more OMG moments.
All right, the WWE will produce many more OMG moments, yes, on a weekly basis.
Not really.
Oh my God, Daniel Bryan did not win.
Oh my God. All right, anyways.
All right, well.
So what'd you think?
Well, it was all right. I mean, it's I've got some moments there. I mean, a lot of it was filler. Like, some of that bullshit, like John Cena. Like, I mean, we came up with probably five or six, you know, better ones to take out from, like, that. Like, the things that stick out are the ones that, you know, like the Steve or the John Cena double FU doesn't need to be there. The choke slam onto Big Show.
42 out of the 48 are the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And that's...
when it was good.
Well, no, but
yes.
It's like, no, they had other moments before that. Like well, in the 80s, and even since then they had a few. But,
even,
so
but
they could have done
it. You know what it just really points out is that time from like 1990 to like 96, like there was two moments? There was like Mad Dog Vachon and the Rockers breaking up.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh my God, like where was the Hog Pen match?
Exactly. So anyways, here's some of the other ones that are on there.
Oh, yeah,
lots of options. This is just from the Canadian version. The American is different ones. So.
Nice.
So anyways. All right, let's get to...
it's good, dude, because I got to...
Get the hell out of here. You're going to go OUT and Dog Needs.
So in the meantime... OUT. And motherfucking in between time. That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
You want to go for a beer?
Fuck off.